Here we go. Day 27. Live peaceably. Live peaceably. If possible, in Romans, Paul says, if possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. So just really quick, it's not your job to be the peacemaker in every situation, everything going on in the world and every place. And sometimes with Christians and people that love God, I love you, but sometimes you guys do some weird stuff, meaning talk about peace here, peace there, demanding peace in other people's lives, and yet you struggle to get along with the own people in your own home, or the people that you're neighbors with. But it says, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing so, this heaps coals of fire on his head. You and I in life, we are in a world full of people, which means we're in a world full of problems. We're in a world full of broken people. If we were all in studio today, I would just say hi-fi your neighbor and say, you're a little bit broken, you're a little bit broken. Because we are all lack this thing called perfection. None of us have it. And what the scriptures are teaching us and telling us is that there's a way to, the scriptures are not just meant to be here. If you've heard me say this, they need to go from our head to our heart to our hands. They need to be worked out in everyday life, or we short circuit the power that the word has. And living peaceably, as much as it depends on you, means that this is an area of maturity for your life. Man, so you're saying if somebody's, you know, my enemy and they're difficult and they're getting on my last nerve, that I should go do something for them? Yeah, I didn't say it. That's what the Bible's saying. I'm sharing with you a principle. Remember, we talk about this, principles work. And we don't do it out of spite, but what you don't realize is that when you get caught up with all this drama and you get hanging on to all this stuff and you got this list of enemies mentally, it is taking up space. It is renting space in your head that you don't have the capacity to give up, but you're giving it up. You and I were meant to live a little bit more free than at times we do live free. We are in an unstable world. That's why Jesus said in the other passage we talked about, you know, it's a peace that surpasses all understanding. So how do I put action to it? And the scripture's telling us, look, let me be a peacemaker. The Beatitudes, this is what we're supposed to be. Jesus talked about this. He said, blessed are the peacemakers. And so being a peacemaker means I'm going to be in turmoil, means that I'm going to be put in positions with other people that is difficult. That's going to be hard. We wouldn't get this scripture if God didn't know we were going to need to hear it, so that we would be in this. We're already empowered to know how to respond. You know, one of the things I've noticed is that there are some things we need to become dead to. We have to learn and grow to become dead to. What do I mean? Well, you know, I've done a lot of funerals, and I've never went up and, you know, you have a body and people touch. You never see the body just jump up. Why? Because it's dead. It's not going to respond. Let me ask you a question. Are there certain situations and circumstances and people who are causing, and they're being them, they're showing up and they're being them, but you have this reaction to them and it's not peaceable, and it's in, who's it causing the most stress to? It's to you. And it's not to them, it's more so to you. And so the scriptures are telling us, listen, look, as much as it depends on you, live at peace with everybody. I can't control what somebody else's response is going to be. I can control myself. Part of maturity is not your age. It has nothing to do with your age. Maturity is the ability to handle responsibility. And I grow in this. I learn in this. When you decide the person that you want to be, and if you want to be a peaceable person, then you can expect you will be showing up in some situations that are going to be difficult. That's normal. But maybe God put you in that position because you're supposed to be the man or woman of peace. Maybe you're there because you're supposed to be the light. You're mad because nobody else is being the light. You're supposed to be the example. Look, your life is a book and other people are reading it. This is a great exercise to learn and put into the foundation of who you are. Say, I want to learn to be peaceable, and I'm not going to let the actions of other people take time, energy, space, emotion. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to start to live freer. I'm going to start to be freer with my time, my talent, and I'm going to be a blessing to people, even the people that are difficult. And you will see you're going to see results from this. One, because it's a principle. Two, I've seen it in my own life. So thanks for stopping by this morning. I can't wait to see you tomorrow.